President Trump recently announced his support for a bill that would reduce legal immigration to the U.S. Senators Tom Cotton and David Perdue introduced the RAISE Act, which stands for Reforming American Immigration for a Strong Economy. While cutting the number of legal immigrants, the act would increase the percentage who are highly skilled. There have been concerns expressed from a societal standpoint, and now the Penn Wharton budget model has released an analysis of the RAISE Act, which brings about some issues related to an economic effect. With me to talk about what the budget model found is Kimberly Burham, Managing Director of Legislation and Special Projects for the budget model. Kimberly, what does the model show when it comes to the RAISE Act's projected impact on U.S. GDP?
So our analysis shows that if you both reduce net legal immigration and increase the portion of immigrants that are highly skilled, it's going to be on net negative. And so by 2027, we're going to have about 1.3 million less jobs, and GDP will be about 0.7% smaller. And by 2040, GDP will be about 2% smaller, and jobs will fall by about 4.6 million. Now, it is true that what's happening here is that if you were to just increase the portion of legal immigrants that are highly skilled, that would be a positive impact by itself.
When we talk about fewer jobs then in the future, does that indicate that there simply wouldn't be people domestically who would want to do those jobs? Would those jobs sort of go away based on attrition?
So what would happen is that with a smaller population, you would shrink the available pool of workers. And so there would be a slight upward pressure on wages. We show that the market clearing wage would be, you know, the difference would be very little. So for instance, in 2027, if you didn't change immigration policy at all, the average hourly wage would be about $42.02. If you were to go under the RAISE Act, then that would be raised to $42.12. And so even that small increase in wages would induce some people who are in the country to work or work more than they currently are. But it just wouldn't be enough to offset the impact of having fewer workers who are not working or saving in the country.
You mentioned that perhaps raising the number of skilled workers potentially coming in could be a net positive. Are there tweaks that could be made, or is the RAISE Act as stated, is there no real wiggle room based on what the model showed?
So I think that it would be difficult to get to a net positive if you were planning on reducing legal immigration by this amount. So for instance, if you were to simply instead just increase the share of highly skilled new immigrants without reducing the number of new immigrants, you know, then by 2027, GDP would be 0.1% higher, and by 2040, 0.37%. And, you know, these are positive effects, but they are very small in magnitude because new immigrants, you know, about 800,000 a year on net, they're a small portion of the U.S. population, which in 2016 was 323 million. And so it takes many, many years for a change in the skill mix alone to increase GDP.
But just to make sure that, you know, we understand the actual impact or whether the impact is light or not, in a good year for the U.S. economy, how much is GDP growth at this point? I know pre-recession, perhaps it was higher.
What we can say is that without the RAISE Act between now and 2040, GDP would grow at about 1.7% per year on average. And under the RAISE Act, it would grow a little bit smaller, about 1.6% per year on average. And the other interesting thing that we show is that more GDP is great, more GDP growth is great, but the other thing to be concerned about is how much GDP there is per person to go around. And, you know, this is important to consider when you're looking at immigration changes, which changes the number of people in the country and the amount of GDP. We show that under the RAISE Act, by 2040, there'll be less GDP per person than there would otherwise be. The immigrant labor force on average tends to be a little bit younger, a little bit more attached to the labor force, and higher educated on average than the American population already. And so when immigrants come in, they tend to work really hard and they contribute both in terms of productivity, but as they're here for many years, they also contribute to the pool of savings that's available for investment to fuel economic growth in the future.
Kimberly Burham is Managing Director of Legislation and Special Projects for the Penn Wharton Budget Model. We've been talking about the RAISE Act, and you're listening to the show.